Jimmy Fallon saw that DoorDash will now deliver COVID test kits to your house, saying, yeah, the DoorDash guy will hook you up with fast food, COVID tests, and after a long enough pause, weed. Here's your delivery. Here's your test. Let me see what I got. Trevor, Uber has started offering COVID tests too. Yeah, if you get in the car and you could smell weed, you just tested negative, my friend. Congrats, Fallon. I got to be honest, it's a little strange getting medical supplies from the same guy who brought you lunch from Fuddruckers. Trevor, yeah, thanks to DoorDash, you can now get a COVID test delivered right to your house along with, I'm assuming, 40 packets of ketchup. And Trevor, let me remind everybody right now that your delivery driver is not responsible for your test results, all right? Because you know they're people who are going to base their reviews on that. What? You're telling me I have COVID? Dude, one star. Did you watch Saturday Night Live? It was pretty good this week. I really like the Beyonce Hot Wings sketch. Pete Davidson as Eminem was a lot of fun. And the Bowen Yang appearing on Update got a lot of attention. Bowen did a long segment on the rise of anti-Asian hate and said, look, I'm just a comedian. I don't have the answers. I'm not looking for them online. I'm looking around me. In Mandarin, there's a phrase that means fuel up. I don't know what's helpful to say to everyone, but that's what I tell myself. Fuel up, do more. Colin Jost weighed in on gun control, suggesting that if you want a gun, how about the gun store? Talk to at least five people from your life who agree it's a good idea. You have a gun. It's not really that much to ask. I mean, you've got to list three references on an application to work at Foot Locker. The New York Post wrote, with New York City comedy clubs reopening, what jokes are and aren't fair game? Aaron Berg, described as acerbic stand-up Aaron Berg, describes himself as being on the front lines of the anti-woke pushback. He has a bolder joke of his own already. According to the Post, it centered on the ways in which different races flee mass shootings. The joke, brothers are laying back, low in the seat, listening to music, slowly driving away. White guys are leaning forward, stressed out, holding the steering wheel tight and robotically saying, 10 and 2, 10 and 2, we must evacuate these premises. He probably tells it much better than I did. All right. Gilbert Gottfried is also looking forward to the inevitable fallout. He says, not just for himself. He says, nowadays, I enjoy watching other people get in trouble. I like to sit back, relax, and see somebody else being destroyed in the public. You may recall Gilbert got in a lot of trouble as comedy returned after 9/11. A joke he made 20 years ago was, I have to leave early tonight. I have a flight to California. I can't get a direct flight. They said I have to stop at the Empire State Building first. Gilbert spoke to Vulture in 2016 and said, you could do jokes about the Lincoln assassination and the Titanic and no one says anything because everyone involved is dead and their grandchildren are dead. I actually think it's in worse taste. You're saying, screw all those people who died. I waited for it to become unimportant to us. When I do a joke about September 11th or the Japanese tsunami, what's funny is that it shocks the audience. They're responding to the fact that it's tragic and you're acknowledging it. From Deadline, Comedy Dynamics has struck a deal with Dry Bar Comedy to distribute hundreds of clean comedic titles from their library. Brian Volkweis is a suit at Comedy Dynamics. I know Brian. He says, clean is the new dirty, and I'm in awe of Dry Bar having the foresight to build such a precious and high-quality library. This is good news as a comedy programmer, and I do program the comedy stations on the Live by Live app. The hardest category to fill is clean comedy, especially contemporary clean comedy. And as a longtime comedy programmer, one of the main clean acts used to be Bill Cosby, who has fallen out of favor. So we lost a lot of clean stuff that you used to use to prop up your libraries. So good job, Comedy Dynamics and Dry Bar, circulating this stuff. Dry Bar's mission is to promote positivity in comedy while making comedy for everyone. They have a library of over 300 clean stand-up specials. That's a lot. That's awesome. 20 of which have been nominated for Grammys. From CrowRiverMedia.com, your home for comedy news, Jermaine Fowler is in talks to star in a movie called The USPS. It's based on the 2020 Black script by Perry Janes. It would follow a character named Michael, whose life is turned upside down when his mother is killed in the line of duty as a postal carrier. Michael discovers that his mother was part of a covert, highly trained spy organization that hides in plain sight, the United States Postal Service. I remembered to bring my phone to the studio today, so that allows me to open up Instagram at Daily Comedy News. I have scrolled down. There is an image that says Top Dog Daily Comedy News, and there's a picture of Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor as if they are battling each other in some sort of made-up comedy contest. Let's see what people are saying. 1997 Titan 74 says, the King Richard Pryor, without a doubt. Catahoula Dog says, looks like I'm going to have to watch some old school prior stand-up this week. I'll get back to you later. LOL, you do that, please. Lane Spurka says, Richard Pryor. So Richard Pryor is Ghost out to an early lead. Again, we are trying to determine who is comedy's top dog. Is it Dave Chappelle at the top of his game or Richard Pryor's Ghost at the top of Richard Pryor's game? Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Got a whole bunch of suggestions for you here. All right, Brits, you can stop being mad at me. I watched all of season one on back. I found it on IFC On Demand. Now, let me speak for a second to the IFC On Demand executives. I get that I'm watching it on demand. I get that you want to monetize your content. No problem. I just did a commercial on my podcast. I get it. But come on, man. They have three breaks per show, and I didn't get one proper commercial. I got promos for other things on IFC. I kind of understand that. But what really drove me nuts, IFC executives, is when you interrupted back to play a promo for back. I'm already watching back. You don't need to sell me on it. It would be like me taking a break right now to encourage people to listen to Daily Comedy News. Rant's over. Back, that's the Mitchell and Webb sitcom. It is really good. It has David Mitchell doing David Mitchell things and Robert Webb especially doing what Robert Webb is good at. If you've watched Peep Show, you can almost imagine that the back characters are the same characters from Peep Show, except the narrative doesn't quite work. But David Mitchell does that slow burn thing. Robert Webb does that slightly creepy thing that he does. It's a wonderful show. So back season one on IFC On Demand. Make sure you have your phone with you so you can play during those unnecessary commercial breaks that waste a minute of your time. And season two is coming out this week. So I'm excited for that. Definitely watch that. Solar Opposites on Hulu. Awesome. I watched the first three and I can't wait to power through the rest of the season. I'm loving it. It's not quite Rick and Morty awesome, but I would say that one of the better episodes of Solar Opposites is better than one of the worst episodes of Rick and Morty. So it's playing up there in a stratosphere. That's on Hulu as well. Check that out. Jim Brewer, my coworker and friend. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I enjoyed listening to that a lot, especially hearing Jim tell some stories that I have some insight into, you know, his radio stuff, some of the guests that came through. When he started talking about Mr. Hats, I know exactly who he means, and I know how Jim feels about Mr. Hats, so I enjoyed that segment maybe a little more than you might, but there was some inside baseball going on there. That's a really good listen, at least for the first hour. Second hour, you start to get deep into Conspiracy Jim. And since I know Jim, there's always been Conspiracy Jim. But the first hour is a lot of comedy stuff. I really enjoyed that. So that's on Joe Rogan. Russell Peters has a new podcast. I meant to listen to it over the weekend. I downloaded one of the episodes. Didn't get to it yet. It's called Culturally Canceled. Not easy to say if you're a podcast host. It offers comedic takes on topics such as entertainment, sports, and politics. Normally, I would hate on that sentence because that says we talk about everything. Peters says he chose the title Culturally Canceled, not easy to say, for his show because he wants to address the cancel culture movement that might take issue with his material. That's what has me interested in this podcast. I like that premise. Russell said, I always look at it like my style of comedy and the things I take on stage and the things I talk about are all in line with what people want to cancel in general. So I wanted to hit it dead on and flip it that way. And as you know, my stand-up comedy deals with a lot of cultural things. I think it's just a nice play with it. The podcast is already out. Russell Peters is secretly a mega star worldwide. He's very popular. He's secretly super popular in the States. I don't think most people know who he is, but he can sell out like the Barclays Arena, which is like a 19,000 seat arena. So he is very popular, but might be off your radar. Russell Peters, Culturally Canceled. Not easy to say. That is your comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you like what I do and you'd like to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Catch you tomorrow.